Order. Order.
For the second week in a row, the government put the House under urgency straight after question time on Tuesday.
The Honourable Drew Bramley.
The Leader of the House.
Mr Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the second reading and remaining stages of the Auckland Government Auckland Council Bill, the interrupted second reading and remaining stages of the Student Loan Scheme Repayment Bonus Amendment Bill, the interrupted committee stage and third reading of the Taxation, International Taxation, Life Insurance and Remedial Matters Bill, the committee stage of the Immigration Bill, and the second reading of the Electricity Continuance of Supply Amendment Bill.
25 and a half sitting hours later, the government pulled the plug on urgency partway through the debate on the Immigration Bill, allowing Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish to send them home at 10 to 9 on Thursday night.
Members, the House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 22nd of September.
While the House ran slightly later than usual on Thursday, urgency gave the government chamber time that would otherwise have gone to the general debate and members' bills on Wednesday, enabling Mr Brownlee to make a concession.
Mr Speaker, following discussions among parties, I seek leave for there to be a question time at 2 p.m. on Wednesday and 2 p.m. on Thursday, despite urgency having been accorded to government business.
The other side of the deal from those discussions was revealed within a couple of hours, when the Minister in charge of the Auckland Council Bill, John Carter, as the Associate Minister for Local Government, made this request at the end of the second reading debate.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave for the committee stage of the Local Government Auckland Council Bill to be a 16-hour debate, with members having unlimited numbers of speeches of 5 minutes each.
With another 2 hours for the third reading debate, taking the total to 20 hours, the Auckland Council Bill came up for its final vote just before midday on Thursday.
The question is that the Local Government Auckland Council Bill be now read a third time. Those who are of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
The contrary opinion will say no.
No.
The ayes have it. Party vote is called for. Clerk, please conduct a party vote.
New Zealand National.
58 in favour.
New Zealand Labour.
43 opposed.
Green Party.
9 opposed.
ACT New Zealand.
5 in favour.
Māori Party.
5 opposed.
Progressive.
Jim Anderton.
1 vote opposed.
United Future.
Peter Dunn.
1 vote in favour.
Members, the ayes are 64, the noes are 58, the motion is agreed to.
With their Auckland Council Bill safely over its final hurdle, government ministers turned to face the music in question times, with the opposition calling the tune on several fronts. One of them was the Māori Party's agreement to vote for National's revised emissions trading scheme to go as far as a select committee, with Labour's questions about the likely cost to taxpayers turned back on them by Environment Minister Nick Smith.
During the time of the previous Labour administration, emissions grew by 24%. They don't like it, but the reality is that their climate change record was an international embarrassment, and under this government, with the effective agreement with the Māori Party, we will have a very responsible approach both to climate change as well as to the broader economic interests of Māori and other New Zealanders.
While Nick Smith handled Labour's attacks on his revised emissions trading scheme, their other main focus this week was the relationship between Finance Minister Bill English, his family trust and his Wellington home. Daily questions from Labour's Pete Hodgson wound up on Thursday, with him quoting from the Prime Minister's rules on ministerial entitlements.
Members of the Executive must be open in the use of public resources and disclose any conflict of interest in utilising entitlements, whether that conflict is pecuniary, personal, familial, or as the result of any association.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I can only restate what the Minister of Finance has said many times. He agreed that there was a perception of an interest in the arrangements, and that is why he paid the money back. What else can he do?
Nothing, it would seem, that would stem the flow of Labour's questions when the House resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.